Do rock and androids dream of electric guitars? This is the Rock and Android Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Rock and Android Podcast. I am your host, Adam Malecki. For now, it's just me. In the future, we should have other members of Rock and Android, possibly some guests. We'll see. I hope I can keep you sufficiently entertained by myself, but we'll see how that goes. Please keep in mind that this is a test podcast, and things are subject to change, very much so, in fact. So I'd like to get started by telling you a bit about Rock and Android. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably have a good idea about what we do, but I'll give you some more details. We were founded in 2008 in Los Angeles, California, by a man known as Enrique Galvez, and he had the vision to bring Japanese indie games to English speakers. These indie games are known as doujinsoft in Japan, and are made by independent parties often as a hobby, a passion, a desire to create games themselves, often just one person doing these games. Doujinsoft games are often released as freeware PC games. The most common example of this is Cave Story, also known in Japan as Dokutsu Monogatari. But a lot of these games are also released commercially, whether it be in little stores around Japan or online to download. And that makes it really hard for English speakers to play those games because they have to actually order them from Japan, and that can be very daunting when you have a language barrier. Not to mention the fact that when you actually get these games, they're usually in Japanese, so if you don't speak Japanese, you're going to have a problem playing them in many cases. So a lot like when a big budget game gets brought over from Japan by a company like Square Enix, Rock and Android's doing the same kind of things with these small independent games that we find. And these are games that need to be noticed because they're good despite not having a big budget or a lot of people on the staff. So yes, Rock and Android is a business, but we're also big fans of these games and we want everyone to be able to play them. And that's a big part of why we bring them over here. So make sure to keep track of our Twitter, our MySpace, our website, anything else we might set up so that we can keep you informed about the kind of games that we're bringing over, because I think you'll really be excited about them. A lot of these games you won't be able to get anywhere else, and they may be unlike anything else. So let's get started with the show, shall we? Yes, so now it's time for Android Brain, which is our news segment. I'll talk a little bit about what's been going on over at Rockin' Android. First off, our founder Enrique Galvez will be on CoinOp TV. It's a great internet show about video games and other geek culture. Their website is coin-op.tv, and the show will be recording live on September 24th. If you have any questions for Enrique, ask them in the CoinOp TV chat room during the show, and he may answer them on the air. If you missed the live recording, don't worry, the show is edited and archived on their website soon after, so you can catch it then. As for our games here at Rockin' Android, Suguri Perfect Edition has been out for a little while now, Culione just came out, and Flying Red Barrel will be coming out soon, so be sure to get to our website, check out some trailers. There's also trailers on our MySpace page, in addition to demos for Suguri and Acceleration of Suguri. So if you'd like to try those out before you buy them, there you go. We're also working on making demos available for our other games too, so keep an eye out for those. Okay, now it's time for Android Heart, which is our What We've Been Playing / Game Recommendation segment. For some time now, I've been really into a DS game known as Knights in the Nightmare. It's made by Sting and published by Atlus here in the US. It's not a doujinsoft game, and it's not even an indie game, but it bears mentioning because it's unlike anything else I've ever played. The gameplay is really difficult to describe, but it's a bit like a combination of a strategy RPG and a bullet hell shooter. That's probably got you scratching your head, and I don't blame you. If you imagine a strategy RPG that's controlled in real time by a small cursor, and now imagine that the cursor is actually a character known as the Wisp, which is a small glowing white dot that you use to command your troops, which are actually the souls of dead soldiers. The enemies in the game actually cannot normally attack your soldiers, they can only attack you, and they usually do so by launching attacks that look like something out of a bullet hell shoot 'em up. You control the Wisp with the stylus on the DS touchscreen, and as you're giving commands to your troops, you actually also have to dodge enemies' attacks. There's a lot going on in this game, and you really need to play a good amount of the tutorial to get what's going on, but it's worth it. This is one of the few games I've played that has a fantasy setting where I actually find myself caring about the storyline. The graphics and art direction are beautiful, the music is great, and as if the gameplay wasn't inventive enough, there's some interesting subsystems going on within the game, such as having to switch between chaos and law phases frequently in the middle of a battle to use specific types of weapons. The phases are also a factor in other parts of the battles as well. It actually reminds me a bit of the polarity switching mechanic from Ikaruga, and that's a very good thing. Again, the game is called Knights in the Nightmare, and I highly suggest you go on YouTube and find some of the videos that Atlas have put up about it. If you try the game, please make sure to try the first steps section of the tutorial before you even get into the game. And then after you play through a few of the scenes, as they're called, go back and run through some of the tutorial as well as the tips section. It'll really help you out. The game actually does let you learn a lot at your own pace, but you'll find yourself asking a lot of questions as you go along, so make sure to keep going back to the tutorial. I'm not usually one for complicated games, but this is one game that's definitely worth the trouble of learning. Well, because it's just me on this episode, I'm going to leave you with Android Soul, which is the segment where we play a little piece of music from one of our games. You may recognize this from the beginning of the episode. This is Icarus from the Transnation of Suguri soundtrack, which is one of two soundtracks included with this Suguri Perfect Edition. Enjoy!